Track 7, more news stories. Flash mob Zumba boosts Alice Cross. Tynmouth Triangle was taken over by a Zumba flash mob last Wednesday, October the 9th, to fundraise and recruit volunteers for the Alice Cross Centre. To add to the lively dance and music, the Alice Cross Centre's marketing admin and volunteer trainer, Petter Howell, who is also a talented singer, turned her hand to busking and raised £42.53 for the centre. As a small independent charity, we don't get any funding and we rely on the hard work of all our volunteers to provide the services we do. The Alice Cross Centre is currently seeking volunteers, particularly meal delivery drivers, fundraisers, and a treasurer to join the Board of Trustees. Last week, the Alice Cross Centre welcomed a new manager, Dawn Rivers, to lead the charity. The Alice Cross Centre is based near St James's Church in Tynmouth and aims to support the well-being of the community through social connections, movement, nutritious food and mind. And there's a photo of the ladies doing their Zumba in the triangle.
Former student goes back to school. A former Newton Abbott student has gone back to school. Elizabeth Foster Turner has returned to work at Coombshead Academy, where she studied from 2005 to 2015. After completing her A-levels, she went to study illustration at the University of Plymouth. Following a successful career working as an illustrator, she has returned to her old school to work in the Creative Arts Academy, known as CREATE. She said, having seen the work that has been put into the Creative Arts Academy on social media over the last year, I was really excited at the idea of coming back here. I'm a massive advocate for arts education and believe it is important for all students to have opportunity to be creative. It's a really great place to work and I have felt very welcomed by the whole department and I'm really proud to be part of CREATE. I am looking forward to the plans we have moving forward as we continue to make this an exciting creative space for the students. She worked for 8 years and as an in-house illustrator for a company in Tavistock, illustrating personalised children's books and gifts. She's also worked as a freelance graphic designer and began a part-time master's in illustration at Falmouth University last year. The CREATE Creative Arts Academy at Coombshead is home to specialist studios and teachers, offering learning in an exciting range of creative courses. Young people can take courses in art and design, photography, textiles, 3D design and graphics, providing a pathway to careers in the arts. Helen Coulson, head teacher at Coombshead Academy, said, "Everyone at Coombshead is delighted to welcome Elizabeth back. It's always special when a former student returns to work at the school, as they are undeniably bring a unique perspective to their role. The CREATE Academy will hugely benefit from her artistic experience, and it's great the students are also able to talk to her about the professional roles she has held in the arts sector."
Newton Abbott's ancient history has been brought to life in a new booklet penned by local student Raphael Allnut. Newton Abbott in Ancient Times covers 3,000 years of local history and archaeology from the Bronze Age to the Norman Conquest of 1066. Rafe said, "Researching this booklet really put it into perspective just how lucky we are in our natural and historical landscape. We have Bronze Age field systems which are almost unique to lowland Devon, three impressive Iron Age hill forts and many Roman sites. There's even a little-known Norman castle in Newton Abbott, completely tucked away in Highweek. Of particular interest to Rafe is the old Teen Bridge, just west of Kingstainton, which gives its name to the modern district. When digging the foundations to put in a new bridge at the site in the early 19th century, workers discovered several different bridges built on top of each other. The earliest was almost certainly Roman, and included blocks of white, square-cut stones, which are probably the westernmost example of Roman ashlar masonry. Rafe has lived in Newton Abbot all his life. He's currently studying for a PhD at Exeter University, where he completed his degree in ancient history and archaeology. Newton Abbot in Ancient Times is available to buy for £5 at Newton Abbot Museum and at West Country Books on Queen Street in Newton Abbot. And there's a picture of Rafe with his new booklet. And the reason I mention it is that he looks remarkably like I did at that age. Quite extraordinary.
Zoo founders' work is honoured. The founder of a Teignbridge zoo has been recognised for his lifetime's work with a prestigious award. Stuart Muir, who started Sheldon Wildlife Trust, won the highest award for his contribution to conservation and animal welfare. The honour was kept secret from Stuart, who was surprised to be presented with the European Association of Zoos and Aquaria, EAZA, Lifetime Achievement Award at the recent annual conference. This honour recognises his decades-long commitment to wildlife conservation, education, and the promotion of best practices in zoos and aquaria across Europe. It is amongst the most prestigious awards within the zoo world, with just a few recipients each year. Stuart founded Sheldon Wildlife Trust in 1979, and it quickly became a charity in 1985. He was the chair of the ESA Small Carnivore Taxon Advisory Group for 12 years and most notably helped found the Owston Civet Conservation Programme, which has now grown to become Save Vietnam's Wildlife, the largest wildlife NGO in Vietnam. In a novel introduction, Zach Showell, director of Sheldon Wildlife Trust, got friends and colleagues to shout out words they associated with Stuart, which included things like amazing, kind, very interesting, and even my favourite little carnivore. Zach said, "We are thrilled to see Stuart recognised on such a significant platform." The Sheldon Wildlife Trust looks forward to continuing its mission under Muir's guidance as our Chairman of Trustees, inspiring future generations to appreciate and protect the natural world.
Post office due to reopen after staffing problems. Dawlish Post Office was due to reopen this weekend after weeks of problems. The post office, which is part of One Stop in the Strand, has been the subject of numerous complaints by residents. Some claimed opening times were subject to delays and variations, staff lacked training and knowledge of post office dealings, queues were sometimes very long, and some customers had problems with parcels not being accepted. The post office, which is now run from a section of the main shop counter, was closed for more than a week. A spokesman for One Stop reassured customers and the Dawlish community that there was no intention to close the post office. But the company said the store was experiencing recruitment issues. Although it is actively looking to recruit and train new staff to operate the post office as quickly as possible, the process and post office training may take some time to complete. Post office hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. were due to restart this weekend. One Stop apologised for any inconvenience the shortened hours and closures may have caused over the last few weeks.